Dictation for this is a dictation for Cassandra Hall, CassandraHall. Cassandra Hall, date of birth is 12/17/1966. Date of accident is 3/16/2022, and date of service is 5/17/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was initially seen 2 months ago on 3/31/2022. Apparently, she missed her visit to come and visit us. She reported that she was a victim of an automobile accident where she was hit her car on the passenger side. She didn't see the red light and she hit another car on a passenger side. And this accident happened on Telegraph Road and I-96 while she was trying to make a left turn. She was a resident driver and there were one other passenger. The patient reports that she is suffering from headache on the day of accident, with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, fearful of the event and blurred vision. Along with this, patient started having pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and right knee, right ankle, and left hand with involvement of third, fourth, fifth finger as numbness and tingling. She came back after 1.5 months. She reported that her headaches are now 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, affecting mostly the vertex, front and the back. She's also quite dizzy and severe vertigo. She also reports of a fall last Monday and last Saturday, but she decided not to go to the hospital. She reports that her leg gave out and also the vertigo was causing the fall. She reports of a micro seizures or mini seizures. According to her, pain in the neck is 6 and lower back pain is also 6 and they are worsening. She has a radiation of pain in the left arm and third, fourth and fifth finger are involved. Most of the radiation is in a form of a C5-6 nerve distribution. The pain level varies from 5 to 6 and ADLs are affected 8. 30% improvement in the symptoms is reported so far. The patient has been doing physical therapy. The ADLs. She reports that the mood and walking ability, work and enjoyment of life are affected 10. The sleep is affected 8. General activity and relationship with other people are affected 7. System review is as follows on. Neurology and psych patient reports ongoing severe headache, which are almost 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 and quite frequent, 2 or 3 per day. Associated with dizziness and vertigo, and she sees spots in the eye vision, and she has seen eye specialist at Henry Ford Hospital, Dr. Hameed, H-A-M-E-E-D. She reports difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and panic and anxiety. However, she denies any blackout, fainting, seizures. She denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration. She denies any loss of memory, confusion, or disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient has a issue of pain in the in the right knee, the right hip, and the left hip, as well as left wrist and hand. Pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, with radiation to the left arm is reported. Some radiation to the right buttock is reported also. There is a stiffness in the neck and lower back and limited range of motion with the left shoulder and right knee. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, shortness of breath, and In respiratory, there is asthma, There is difficulty breathing and shortness of breath. The patient denies any coughing or shortness or chest pain. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level. It has remained the same. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Norco's. Substance abuse, none is reported. Full compliance is reported by the patient. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 185 over 112. And pulse is 75. And pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is the same from the previous visit of 3/31/2022, dictation number 0409-071. Kindly do the general review and the musculoskeletal examination and extremities examination. And the diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. The patient is provided the following medication after investigating the maps and after checking the labs from the past, and a new labs have been obtained. The patient is provided the following medication, which is Celebrex 200 mg once a day for anti-inflammatory, Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleeping, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for neuropathy, Flexeril 7.5 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Cymbalta 30 mg twice a day for depression. She also provided lidocaine patch and diclofenac sodium or Voltaren gel. In addition, we have provided Furoscix 60 tablets, one or two every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Even gabapentin is provided 600 mg twice a day for headaches. She's also provided with a further prescription of Migranol nasal spray if the Furoscix don't help her, because she's reporting her headaches is quite serious. And she's provided with Norco 10 over 325 every one pill a day for 15 days, 15 tablets. She's being referred to a neuropsych therapy for evaluation and treatment at her choice place. An MRI of the cervical spine, an MRI of the brain with NeuroQuant has been ordered. Once all of these studies come, further modification, the treatment plan will be carried out. So for the patient is stable, she'll be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you.